¿Ya estás grabando?
Café con leche y piquete.
And we're on air.
No, let's get back into that. This damn glass scale that yeah, I gotta, like, what are we weighing? Like, food or people?
Oh, you mean the broken one?
Yeah. The one with the crack on it?
It start off at minus 15.
Man, fuck you guys. Yeah. You don't know how heartbreaking this shit is.
I know, right? Ricky said he cried the last time he stepped on the scale.
Bullshit.
Fuck, man. I couldn't fucking believe it, dog.
Is this the biggest you ever been?
Right now?
Yeah. No, in general.
yesterday.
That was an automatic response. That was an automated response, man. Shit.
Let me think about that.
No, I've been bigger. All bullshit aside, I've been bigger. But
I thought I seen pictures of you where you were.
But I got, I'm getting shit, man. When, a long time ago.
How long?
Like 2 weeks ago. Nah, dude, when I was driving with for Penske back in the day, I'm talking about 13 years ago. Yeah, dude, I was flirting with 300, easy. I was like, fuck.
Sparks was flying, was, huh?
Yeah, bro.
Underneath the truck too. I get it, bro. Hell yeah. What about you, Tubbs? As big as you been?
Yeah,
like right now.
Right now. Oh, actually, you know, the last time we weighed in was the biggest I've been, which was 265.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
I didn't gain all my weight back. We left a little 5 pound gap right there, you know. Left a little 5 pounds in the air.
I'm about the same difference, bro.
Fuck yeah, me. I know. Shit, but you're at my heaviest.
That's still fucking, man. Why are you trying to fucking single me out? Like, I'm the fat one. Shit.
Yeah, hey, looking at the scale is a killer, though.
Yeah.
Nah, but you know what? It's shit. Oh, fuck. I thought I was having seizures. Shit.
I'm testing. I'm just testing right now. I'm just testing.
Yeah, I can't breathe. Nah, but hijo de madre. I can't even shit.
Oh, I'm testing.
Shit. I test.
Just so you know, I'm testing. Go ahead.
All right. If anybody's listening to this shit, we're all just testing audio. That's how we're doing. Just testing audio. La cosa era puta locura.
I'll do one more out of that. Puta. That's so bad. All the bad shit swinging my way.
Puta.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you the word I know that I'm always listening for, but I keep that for myself.
Like, I know my favorite word.
I know all bad shit. It's so crazy, man.
Like para.
I got kicked out of Spanish school. I mean, Spanish class a lot in high school. No bullshit. She would be like,
where did you learn
uno,
this?
Dos, tres. And I'd be like, puto. Uno, dos, tres. Bend at home. And she was like, Mr. Reese, enough. Please leave. From what all my friends tell me, everybody got like a different dialogue with it. Like, they speak a different, no, that's not real Spanish. But I thought,
man, what is real Spanish, bro? I
mean, y'all got to tell me.
El catalán es España. Ese es el español.
Cálmate, arza jodines. No jodéis la madre, hombre.
Now that sounded like something completely different.
That's the Spanish. They don't, and that's exaggerated. Because the way we mess around with about like different Espanol races. Castellano, like from Spain.
Right.
We exaggerate it. They don't really talk like that. But in a sense, it's the gist of it is right there.
Yeah.
Sarta jodines, bienvenido a España, hombre. Like, that's the levels that they speak it.
Like the country accents. You know, sometimes that'll be hard. Like, right. Very, very, that's, you know, accented.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the British one, too. Like, they'll have it very accented. And then there's other ones that are just very minimal.
Like, oh, yeah.
Which one? The London accent, I think, are like the most, I guess.
Yeah, it's proper English.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you mean, right?
But then, yeah. And then,
are you talking about London Spanish or?
No, I'm talking about English. Like English.
Yeah, it's proper English. They say we sound like shit.
America, apparently, we have accents too, but to them, but like California, we're like
different parts of the country have different sounds.
Yeah, but then like Californians, it depends like what group in California too, because if you go up north, they're all about the hella. What's going on? You know, like that's it's like,
oh yeah, you know, oh hey, get it. Bay Area is different. Yeah.
Southern California is more like the valley type. Like,
yeah,
you have that.
Valley
like
fit.
Dude.
Bro.
Yeah. And then you have the, what? You go east, you got the Boston, New York.
Oh, for sure, yo. I was up in Boston. Then when you go to South Carolina, they sound like they're from another country. Then we go to New Orleans, it's a Creole French heavy accent there. And then when you go to Michigan, instead of saying water, we say water with a D.
Water.
Hey, waters?
Yeah, like, water. You know what I mean? Water. Everybody do speak some different shit.
What?
California is confusing, though, bro. When I moved here, you get, even when you're talking to somebody, you would think that, you know, because everybody pretty much speak pretty proper English here.
Yeah.
So you don't really know if they, like.
Well, we make up our own English.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the enunciation is, like, pretty straight on. Like, sometimes you go down south and even I can take y'all somewhere. I'd be like, yo, bro, I don't know what the fuck they just said. Let's just figure it out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the weirdest shit? The weirdest vocabulary.
You know what I've been hearing a lot, bro? Yeah. I don't know if it's young kids, but instead of saying just make a proper U-turn, hey, yo, can you flip? Not hey, yo, that's not Cali. Do you mind? Can you flip a bitch here? I'm like, what?
Flip a bitch? You could try. Yeah. She might not like it.
I mean, like, yeah, just go down there, turn left, and then when you get to that light, just flip a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the bitch?
I'm like, where I'm from, busting bitches is not making a U-turn in the street. But I was like, yeah, that was definitely one, Rick. I'm like, what the fuck?
This guy must be a pimp.
That's a good one, though, because it's fucking true.
Yeah, y'all got some shit y'all be saying out here, boy. That's the first one that came to me. But
now in Spanish, the one that, in Spanish, we have a lot of shit, dude. There's like,
yeah. One word can mean a lot of
fuck
shit.
Yeah. One word can mean a lot of stuff.
Pedo.
I know, bro.
Yeah, like pedo. Oh my God. Fuck it.
What does that mean?
Okay. No hay pedo.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
There's no problem.
Qué pedo?
It's a problem.
What's the problem?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Like, what's up? You know what's going on?
Like, fucking
yeah.
Just a pinche.
Pedo also means fart.
Oh my God.
So it's a lot of shit.
Pero con el chingo, huh? No hay pedo. Qué pedo. Vale pedo. Fuck, there's a ton of them, bro.
It's not like the English language, too, because, you know, we got, you know, two means several different things. Mm-hmm. The word night can mean several different things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's like people that come here that don't speak English, so it's really hard to
learn. They sing shit. Oh, this shit here is this, or oh, that shit, or, you know. What? Shit means, you know.
Shit is shit to me.
Because I call a lot of shit. Like, this shit. Yeah.
Like, damn, it's
that
literally
shit.
Yeah, some people would think that, though.
No, yeah. This is the mess, bro. Fucking la de pinche. Ya valió madre.
Oh, ya valió madre.
Oh, madre is a good one, dude. Ya valió madre. Mother. Valió madre.
Mother is just
a word. Yeah.
So mother is madre.
Yeah.
Is it like, valió madre?
Everything's fucked.
Because we're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
A toda madre.
Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Que desmadre. fucking shit show.
Like hell break loose.
Yeah.
Then you guys use you use words. They literally don't make sense together, but they make great titles. It's a hotel called the La Hacienda.
La Chalupa.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They just put two words together. Like,
this guy's playing like, fucking, ¿cómo se llama? Lotería.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, you wonder Spanish. That's game? What you
want to
go.
Oh, you got to play the game, dude.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Lotería, bro. You're Spanish. Yeah, fuck yeah. You wouldn't use half of that shit.
La Hacienda, you said?
So I don't need, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It means the house, right?
Yeah. I don't
know. Like the big house.
Yeah. Like the mansion or something. El Torito. Now you're naming restaurants.
Yeah. How do you call Torito in Spanish? El Torito. Ah, bitch, just together, come like, how do you call it?
He thought about that shit hard. Like, wait a minute.
The Bolito.
What's the Bolito?
Like, the little bull. That's what Torito means.
That's the name of a restaurant, huh?
Yeah.
But it's fire bull. In Spanish. Yeah. You know what I mean? But how would that translate?
Like
English?
Torito.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
And
like,
little bull.
Yeah.
Tapatio.
That's the same shit.
No,
tapatio refers to people from Jalisco. Like,
yeah.
No, but the sauce.
The sauce?
The sauce means the same in English and Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, it mean that's what it mean in Spanish too. Yeah. The sauce,
tapatio, tapatio,
tapatio.
Yeah, but I heard that somebody told me that that shit was made in Laverne or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is. It's made in somewhere in like
not Laverne, Vernon.
Vernon,
yeah, like, up the street.
Somewhere. Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ruined my childhood, bro.
What, tapatio?
You thought it was Mexican?
Yeah, I thought it was Mexican.
No.
I was putting that shit on
Valentina's
everything.
Mexican.
No.
Hey, I was trying to support my country, bro.
The owners, the founders
yeah.
are actually tapatios, actually yeah. from Guadalajara, Jalisco.
But it doesn't come from Mexico.
But it didn't come from, yeah, it was manufactured here.
¿Qué pedo?
So if you go to, if you go to Mexico,
Simón.
Ellos no saben nada de tapatío. Nomás Valentina.
Guadalajara must be like the Compton of Mexico. I'm not even bullshitting. Because whoever's who's who.
Guadalajara, yeah.
And what's what. Like you hear Canelo. Do you hear, I don't know. Some
Canelo's
players, some
not
Chivas.
From, well, you know what? Don't quote me on that shit.
He keep claiming it.
I heard he's from like outskirts of fucking Guadalajara is what it is.
All right, but you know.
Boy,
he rounded it off the nearest mile.
Hey, California's still California. It's like you're from California, no matter what part of California you're from.
Yeah, bro. That's
especially
like,
to everybody
that,
else.
Be like,
but when you hear...
from Jalisco. Okay, yeah. You're from Jalisco. But you say Guadalajara is like fucking me saying,
LA.
Hey, I'm from L.A. He's like, no, motherfucker, at least like 45 minutes away from here.
People from right. L.A. do not want to be from the I.A. Let's get that clear.
That's for
they,
sure.
This is some shit.
That's
so,
for sure.
They do not fuck with it. I don't know why.
Hey, some people from I.A. don't want to be
from too country out here. And
yeah. Hey, we run into shit like that, too, when you're on the road, bro. There's sometimes when you run into neighborhoods, they're like, fuck, this is really nice. Or, this, or like you're going to like a Kansas City. You drove to Kansas City. I'm like, fuck, Kansas City. That's dope. Or in Kansas City. And you're about like 30 minutes. People might say, like, fucking, yeah, we're from Kansas City, but 30 minutes away, and it's totally fucking different.
It's all country and shit.
But it's all country and shit, yeah. But still, like,
shit, that's not like
it's
here.
The same thing with us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not from LA, it's just 30 fucking minutes away. 30
I can assure
away.
You, there's no, not that I'm.
What LA you going to that's 30
no,
minutes away?
No, 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 no. There's no place like California, bro.
But Kansas City is not even in Kansas.
Kansas City, like, I'm
it's in Missouri.
Hey, correction. Kansas City is in Kansas and Missouri.
Oh, it's right in the border.
Like in the borderland?
They both share
yeah,
the city.
That's right.
Downtown Kansas City, Missouri is in downtown Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? That's people don't know fact. That. It's the same thing. And I took me like 15 years of driving
to figure out. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but they share the city, Kansas man. City.
Oh, shit, man. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
I ain't been nowhere near there before.
Yeah, and trust me, they like Northern and Southern California. Yeah, like the people in Missouri is a little bit more, I wouldn't say cleaner, but it's a little bit more rural and a little. And then Kansas City is the inner city.
Yeah.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, they play in Missouri in Kansas City.
Oh shit.
Oh, okay. Good to learn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude, remember all that shit, did all the history there. All the history straight.
It is. They got some good ass barbecue though. That's about it. To that, you kind of want to step on the gas or cans. Sorry to all my cousins.
Till next time.
Greetings from California.
It's like Northern California, Southern California are like two separate entities.
Oh, bro.
They
like,
are.
That in between yeah. is like
they need to be divided.
Nobody knows anything about.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your ass is past
from Modesto into like Bakersfield, nothing.
Nah, if your ass lives past Six Flags, yeah, you're not SoCal anymore.
Damn, that's Santa Clara to pass Valencia.
Pretty much.
That's as far as you go.
That's
bro.
That's fucking calling it a little too high, right there.
Even Northern California wouldn't claim it.
Right.
Sorry, folks.
Don't say that shit to people in San Diego, though, dude.
Fuck no.
They don't even want to be part of SoCal.
Yeah, they're like, keep your Los Angeles.
That's what I'm saying. San Diego and Logan and LA is like the same thing. Like,
you ain't lying. It's a different kind of vibe down there. Yeah. Even where I'm at, it's just different. This place is broken up so many ways. It don't even make no sense, man. It is literally like 20 different countries in one state. I'm not even going.
What is the image from up there, though?
Huh?
What kind of food do you miss from up there?
Well, from at home?
Yeah, because you're a foodie, man. You're going to...
Yeah, the hungry beer, huh?
Yeah,
the hungry beard. Yeah, what kind of food do you have over there?
Yeah, we got everything. We actually have... I cannot wait. I hope one day we all go to Detroit so y'all can try our Mexican food. I'm not bullshitting.
Really?
It's not the same. We use cheese, but it's really good.
Oh, they put cheese on everything over there, dude.
They can stop. they can stop. But at home... Michigan is like a melting pot when it comes to food. First of all, we have a very huge Greek population.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of Greek food there. It's a lot of
gyro.
Yeah, a lot of that. You know, we went to Chicago.
Fucking badass. I had my first, I got my gyro cherry popped over there. Damn.
Katie, yeah.
Oh my God, bro. Like, if you're ever going to try a gyro anywhere, it's got to be out there in fucking Chicago and those areas, bro.
Yep. Shit like that.
Because we had some over here in, out there in Legends and, what was it, Altona?
That wasn't bad either, though.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Good. That's a good grade because a gyro or a gyro, whatever you want to call it, it's just like a good taco. It starts with the meat. Pause. It starts with the flavor of the meat.
Yeah, it's technically a fucking taco. But
it really is, bro.
But you hold it like a burrito.
Yeah. it really is.
No, you got to do the pinky thing too, dude, where you fucking, you know, to elevate the entrance into their mouth.
But are you guys going to do, are we just not eating or are we going to work out while we do it?
I'm going to work out.
I did it last time.
You just pissed somebody off.
You did, bro. Anthony, when you said it.
You two told me one of them shits was a lie.
So, but you said Ricky when you said it. When Ricky said that, fucking light started fucking going all haywire and shit.
Oh, shit. So, since you said that shit, the light started going up.
You trying to say it all fast, too? I'm going to work out.
For real, man.
Oh, dude.
That shit chiseled.
I ain't even going to lie, though. Like, people be thinking it's like how you eat. It's really, like, if you just stop.
It's hard as fuck to say that. Just stop.
All right, hold on. So, all right, what's the max you guys ever lost? Like that, like
me, like
in 30 days.
The most I lost.
He lost 3 pounds, bro.
No, dude.
Stop beating around the bush.
No. Bullshit aside.
On the way in, how much did you lose?
Shit, about 40. Almost 40.
On the way in from the 30 days last time, how much did you lose? 3 pounds.
No, I didn't do shit from last time. Yeah, no, I'm talking about since I actually started, like, after I split up and did.
After you lost and you're like, all right, yeah. I need to get my shit together.
What about you, Angel?
Last time I lost like 20 something pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that my chances of winning
are not that good.
Yeah, right. I don't even know why I said I was in because I ain't really trying to lose no weight. I'm trying to like
bulk up a little bit. I actually been lifting a little bit though.
I want to like.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Detroit representing. From you're funny, right?
Yep.
Oh, it's all fun and games until the wings start getting real.
20 miles away.
It's all fun and games until the wings get real.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I think I can get y'all,
shit,
though.
Just that shit was heartbreaking, bro. I'm not going to lie.
What's that?
When you weighed in right now, I was like, fuck. No way, dude.
At least you can weigh in. Shit, that's good.
It doesn't say get another scale and put one foot in each one.
Put it in perspective, you're not 100 pounds away from, like, you got both of y'all literally, like, just 30 pounds from being okay. Both of y'all.
Well, shit, man.
Really that far away.
When I left high school, I was 200 pounds.
30 years ago?
I'm just saying, you only 60 pounds from your high school weight?
Woo.
Is that a lot?
When you get older, bro, fucking gets harder to lose weight.
Oh, it does.
But it's not impossible. It's fucking doable. I mean,
hell
shit.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing impossible.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you, once I hit fucking a certain weight when I was losing weight, dude, I hadn't seen that in a long time.
You seen it in a long time?
I was like, don't get ahead of me, bro.
So many people ask me that question, too.
You're an asshole, bro. That too.
And that shit is true.
Oh,
the
man.
More weight you lose,
the bigger it looks.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, damn.
You're like, damn, that's me.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no, that's the truth. That shit is really true.
that's for real.
He's like, facts on facts.
Yeah, no, it is.
Like, can't even look at it.
Yeah.
He's like, shit, man. It wasn't the cold.
Yeah. Man, bro. I'm telling you.
But it's something else, bro. I mean, fucking, when you've been at a certain weight and shit and you get to a certain point, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I mean, anybody that's lost a shit ton of weight will relate. Mm-hmm. My shit, like I said, it was something that I was fucking, it was a result of just me kind of trying to get out of my head. That was it.
Yeah.
But for example, in your case, man, you lost a shit ton of weight, bro. And to me, when I lost, like I said, when I lost like the first 30 pounds when I hit like 32 pounds loss, dude, I teared up a little bit, man. I genuinely felt like, holy crap, dude. Like, I felt hopeful and shit. And,
yeah, and it does change. It do.
But shit, I mean, In your case, you lost a ton of weight, bro. I mean, you're looking great, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Like, fuck yeah, I never heard anybody losing that much weight.
Yeah,
that's a lot, bro.
About two.
You would have been through the fucking moon, bro.
275.
You lost?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, 260.
Yeah, we fucking up.
Well, yeah, no, the first 100, bro, the first 100, man, you can just notice the energy.
Yeah.
Difference. Yeah, hell yeah, you can notice the energy. Like, even 30, 40, 50 pounds, you just know it's like, damn.
How long did it take you to lose all that?
Bro, at the beginning of the process, I got sick. So, the first month, I think I told you, the first month, I lost like 115 pounds.
Bro. Fuck.
Yeah, I was fucking like, one
wilting
month?
The fuck
if you
away.
Were here when they were fucking doing the
questions. Oh, yeah. But I was weak as fuck, though, bro. I wasn't eating shit, bro. I couldn't even keep my eyes open. Like, it was like bad. Because when you lose a lot of weight, some weight loss people, it attacks your gallbladder. And if the gallbladder is out of whack, the gallbladder is what produces acid or whatever the case may be. So when the gallbladder is out of the whack, you start to feel like nauseous all the time. All
right.
Even if you drink water, you want to throw that shit up. Like, nothing can stay down to the gallbladder. So it's like tonsils. You can pretty much live without it. But once I figured that was the situation, I removed that. Shit, I felt pretty good, bro. I was off to the races, man. Then it went from 380. First it was 490 when I stepped. Because before you have weight loss surgery, they make you go on a pre-op diet. Because if you overweight, your liver is extremely large, surrounded by fat.
Yeah.
So in order for him to do this surgery, you have to shrink your liver because that's what's in way of the stomach. So once you do that, and once I got to that point, I lost the weight. I lost the weight, and when I got to the table, it was like 480. So I was like 520. I lost that, and then it started falling, bro. It went from 480 to 380, 275. Yeah. Bro, I got to 199. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like a crackhead now.
He's like, I'm doing too much. I'm doing too much
shit. Like, what the fuck?
You on that shit, ain't you? You on that shit?
Yeah, bro. I'm like, I feel good. Even D was looking at me like, you know, he can't never lie. He looking at me with those eyes like, bro, you all right, man? I was like, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. But, man, I would do it 100 times over, bro. What's the most you ever ordered in drive-thru, Rick?
Shit, like for me?
I'm gonna get top off, y'all. Yeah.
Just ask him what he ate tonight.
At the peak. No, oh, no, I know he could go.
Just ask him what he ate tonight.
Hey, wait. First of all.
Just you.
Man, if fuck you. Shit. Ask him what we ate tonight, motherfucker. Shit. Tonight was about fucking, it was the last meal, bro. It was the last supper for us.
It was the last supper. I'm gonna go out in the chopping board.
All we need to do is wash each other's feet, bro. And it's all, and it's on, bro. It's a fucking rap. But hey, dude, fucking, what do we eat, Tubby? Fucking, you got the.
What do we eat? I got the fucking mulita.
First of all, let's be clear about this. We buy like one thing and we fucking just share it just to try it out, see what we really want to eat. So we were really just buying shit and we were all trying it out.
Whether it was churros, there was aguas frescas, fucking tacos dorados, what else?
Preach, bro. Fucking birria, carnitas.
Birria, carnitas. Ooh, the carnitas were so bomb.
How
bro.
Many? God damn. Dude. Did we miss the party?
It's like a swami just for junk food.
That's what it looked like. That's what
me and Andrew decided cholesterol, not to come. Diabetes.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, all the shit we shouldn't be eating, you know?
Dude.
Liver disease.
So give basically. Me a perspective on like a McDonald's order. Like.
Nah, dude, I'm basic fucking burger, fries, and that's it.
Oh, you
ain't I'll give me a no. Five Guys order, bro. Okay, I like Five Guys.
Five Guys? Okay,
look, I see how it's fucking. I changed
my
different
bad. Yeah, thank
okay.
You.
Now things have changed. We're talking about something else.
You ever try Five Guys?
Of course.
Fucking gay.
Fucking do it.
Oh,
motherfucker.
You know, it took me like 2 seconds to like let that sink in.
He said, of course.
Hey,
yo.
Adrian,
that was perfect.
Have you ever had In-N-Out?
I have.
Have you ever tried a Big and Tasty?
No.
Porque no quieres,
do you want to?
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
How about a quarter pounder?
Fucking Adrian, dude.
That's Mexican humor, bro. Shit. But anyways, we had all kinds of fucking junk food towards the end. See, the only reason we were going around, we were
corn.
We were actively fucking corn, dude.
How was low it?
That shit was bomb. Fuck.
I love it, low taste. So, it's like the shit.
We were actively avoiding the fucking the hibachi grill because we wanted to get that. To
no, Ricky last. Was just like, that's gonna be the fucking icing on the cake right
there. Oh, so y'all was going around eating different shit?
Yeah. Just to try it out. And when I got to the hibachi, let's put it this way, bro. I brought the fucking hibachi home.
He's like, fuck that. I'm going to eat that.
That's it, man.
So what's the what's the eating choice going to be?
Well, hell, man. When I did cut the bread and just the soft drinks alone, and I just did literally just water. Fuck.
Like, I was hating life.
I was hating life.
It do make you angry as fuck.
It do, but you know what?
Like 4 days.
No, it does, but all bullshit aside, fucking... The first couple of weeks, like 7 pounds.
You should try the Oreo diet. You heard of it?
Ever heard of the watermelon diet?
The fuck out of here.
I've heard of that.
That one works good.
The Oreo diet, también.
That way you get sick and tired of watermelon by the fourth day.
Hey, wait a minute. Watch your mouth. It's a black man.
Man, I love watermelon, bro.
But I know. People love it more than we do.
I don't think I can fucking do 4 days straight of just watermelon.
Fucking shit. Just water. Fine. You just piss like a wild horse.
Hey, bro, we eat some fucking sketchy ass burritos. That one time we were fucking, we came home with those pills.
Oh, hey, those shit were fire.
I don't know, bro. That was good shit.
I don't know, but you didn't fucking complain when you were gobbling that motherfucker down.
But the next day, shit.
I fucked up a badass shirt too with that greasy ass taco. I was fucking pissed. I was like, fuck these tacos.
Talking about me trying to find a spot, bro. Fucking middle of the night after clubbing, shit.
When it's I first moved now. Here, I thought you could get tired of eating that shit, but you really...
Nah, bro. You get about 5 L.A. waters in your
just change
bone.
The taco spot. You go to the...
And you know what? They all do have a different taste. A taco ain't a taco.
That's what I'm saying.
That was definitely simple-minded. When I came, I'm like, yo, if I should eat one more fucking taco truck, I'm going to fucking scream.
But, every block.
Yeah, bro.
Every block tastes different, too.
Yep, they do. Oh, and most of them, no disrespect, most of them taste like shit. When ones are good, are great.
And they have a line.
Yeah, yeah. Even the Asian food out here, man. Californians are so fucking biased, you can never tell. Just because it's a line out there.
Yep.
You just don't
know. It's because of the hype.
Yeah, bro.
That's why
this place is built off hype.
That's why word of mouth goes along.
Everything in California is built on hype. Everything. Everything.
Disneyland is built off hype. Let me stop. I get
overpriced
kicked out of Cali. Yeah, bro.
You're going to lose your Cali card tonight.
Yeah, man.
This guy don't want to live in Cali.
I'm like, people be wearing I ain't going to lie. California pride is so beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I thought Texas was its own country.
California is its own country.
Texas ain't got shit on Cali, bro.
Oh, nah.
You got the Dodger hat on and people wearing the Disneyland. Not the fucking ears, the clothes. They going to spend money on the clothes.
Well, shit, Tebby's got the fucking Pinocchio chonchons on his eyes there. What's the craziest shit you've ever eaten, though?
I've had raccoon before.
Shut the fuck up.
I have. My granddad from Tennessee.
Man. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't even going to lie.
That's like, that roast
shit was kind of good. Barbecue raccoon.
Extra spice.
Nah.
But I ain't had it since I was a child. But when he cooked it, that shit wasn't bad.
He must have been hungry as fuck that day.
Bro. And you know, that's
a filet mignon. That's a filet mignon raccoon.
Filet mignon.
I've eaten alligator before. I had that in Louisiana.
How's that?
It's pretty good.
What is it though? Like what it tastes like?
I ain't even gonna lie. All
tastes like chicken.
All reptile. Yeah.
Frog legs?
Yeah.
All right.
Tastes like chicken a little bit. The consistency is a little chewy. But
it's like between chicken and fish.
Yeah. It does.
It's like in the middle.
All
so like tuna. Gray
area. Yep. Snake too. All reptiles.
Yeah, I tried reptile like rattlesnake.
Yep.
You have rattlesnake?
Yeah.
You guys ever try cockroaches?
No. I seen this lady eat that shit the other day. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Hey, well, click. I'm not eating no fucking roach.
Protein, bro.
What's going on, bro? Okay. Unless if my life depended on it, maybe. But I'm not.
No other choice.
All right, how about this? How about bat?
That should have killed you from that. I don't think
COVID.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, I think
this one wants to start another one.
Get something from eating bat. Yeah. You know what's really fucking good? Bison.
Like from Street Fighter?
Yeah. Nah, fucking bison. First of all, they don't even sell that shit at buns. What they do, Evan, but you get it, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
We could probably find a bison burger somewhere here, here in San Bernardino for sure.
Fucking
40 bucks. Quality of the meat, bro, it's way better. It's just like a steak and shake, but even better.
Hey, come in. Yeah, you already interrupted the show. Might as well get in.
Hello. Hello.
All right, bro. I think we're going to call it, man.
That's it.
Like,
fuck that shit. Keep it
going. That's why.
All the shit we ate.
Well, listen to the episode when it comes out.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be a fun one.
That fucking Lalo ass joke. I love it when Lalo comes.
Oh, dude. Whoa, that didn't sound right.
Cheeky baby. All
right, guys. I'm going to let you guys go because somebody here is going to leave and you got to check in. So.
Peace.
Oh, fucking lube.
Sin salivita. Mano, si eres alguien fácilmente ofendido, cámbiale ya. ¿Ya? Órale. Por favor, banda, no se les olvide seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, TikTok y también en sus plataformas de podcast preferidas, donde seguiremos subiendo nuevo contenido para alegrarles el día o quizás causarles alguna crisis existencial. Y nuevamente, recuerden que no somos ni fuimos patrocinados en ningún momento por ninguna marca registrada previamente mencionada durante el show. También, cabe mencionar que no somos, semos, ni fuimos profesionales o expertos en absoluto. Todo lo que se comenta, canta, cuenta y chismea en este show es con el único propósito de entretenerte y hacerte reír solamente. Aparte de un pollo, ningún otro animal fue lastimado física, emocional o mentalmente durante esta grabación. Finalmente, para ti, el del saco, el que no se fue. Si en algún momento te llegamos a ofender, sinceramente discúlpanos, no fue nuestra intención. Ahora sí, acústanos con tu mamita. Che puñeta.
Mm-hmm. You know what it's really good with? Manzito. You ever had apple?
Manzito.
It's called Manzito sauce.
What'd you call my brother?
Manzanito.
No. Only I can call him that.
He did look at me crazy.
Only I can call him that.
What is that?
Excuse me? We don't
know each other that well. Hey, what the fuck do that mean?
Buddy.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying, what'd you call my brother?
Like apple juice. What do you think? Apple.
Oh, yeah, Manzanita. Apple
flavor pie. Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Used to love that shit, as a matter of fact.
They call you a Mencito.
What does that mean?
Little Mencito. You said
like Mencito. Like a little dumbass.
He did look at me crazy. As hell.
This was like, wait, what?
Who's Mencito?
Oh, I guess. You're like, huh?
I didn't come over here to get it.
That's how I insult men and not make them feel that bad. Like,
hey,
insulting me or not?
Hey, let me come in here to get picked up.
I was just kidding.
I love that crown apple though.